stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A March for Science is a worldwide event with thousands expected to turn out this Saturday, Earth Day. For marchers at more than 600 locations across the globe, the flagship event is being held in Washington, D.C., featuring speakers in several large teach-in tents on the National Mall, where scientists, educators, and leaders from a variety of disciplines will discuss their work. Organizers say the international event is the first step in a global movement to acknowledge and defend the vital role science plays in everyday life, including health, safety, economies, and governments.
We are increasingly concerned about the lack of science in modern-day politics, and we want science to inform policy more, and we're really, really passionate about evidence-based policy.
And this was at an event in Australia where Vice President Mike Pence is. He and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have urged China to do more there to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. And during a joint news conference, Pence reiterated the point he's been making about both China and North Korea.
As President Trump made clear just a few days ago, if China is unable to deal with North Korea, the United States and our allies will. The United States and Australia face this threat and every other one together.
Meanwhile, satellite imagery of North Korea's nuclear test site shows activity that could indicate preparation for a nuclear test, according to the U.S. Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins University. The report says the site appears capable of conducting a nuclear test at any time. This is VOA News.